Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. Today we're talking to Clay Darin. It's if you look for that name under its sounding name, you won't find it. But he tells me he's Scottish, and that's why the spelling sounds different than the pronunciation. Clay is in the business of advertising in the most innovative ways, using the internet, of course, and that's what we all do these days. Clay, there was when we were closing out, we were talking about how the business of promoting is a double-edged sword. Once you get out there and you're promoted, everybody has an opportunity to look at you and make their own judgments and opinions. That's good for business, right?
It's great for business. It's great for consumers. It makes everybody better. I mean, we've traditionally gone based on what we see on TV, what we read in the paper, what we hear on the radio, and we have to take the business's word for it, right? And maybe whatever our friends would tell us. But now if we go onto Facebook, if we look on LinkedIn, if we search some things on Google, we're going to hear what millions of people think about a business. And it really makes it a great environment for businesses to do the right thing by a consumer and a consumer to find a great product.
Now, when you read things on the internet, so much of it is hogwash, you know, but that's less true in business because people are more purposeful, I think. Is that true?
People are purposeful and people care about the service that they get from, again, whatever brand that they're doing business with.
Yeah. When I read things that are political, I think I know that half of them are lies.
Absolutely.
And whereas business, I don't go out of my way to hurt a company like Fishbat just because I want to. You know, I have no political thing there. You know, it's like if Fishbat is a good company, I'll say it. And if it's not, I might say that too.
Sure.
But on the other hand, so we have a better, more pretty reliable feedback on the internet as far as business is concerned.
Yeah, the bar has been set very, very high for anybody that's in business that needs to promote themselves. Our level of accountability has never been seen at these levels.
Yeah. So what do you consider a success? Let's suppose I'm a guy doing, I'm doing $3 million a year in a small restaurant.
Okay.
That's approximately what we did in my restaurant up in Maine.
Okay.
How do I make that a $5 million a year business?
Depends on your market penetration. So if you're a restaurant in Maine, you're going to want to look at how far people actually travel to come to your restaurant. I know people travel a pretty long way to get to a good restaurant, but you know, you have to understand, are you that kind of restaurant? So what does that market look like to you? What type of market penetration do you have right now in the market where you're making your $3 million?
Yeah.
And then from there, what type of competitors are out there that you can actually take some share from?
Yeah.
Once that's established, once that's understood from there, how does your consumer respond to media? What type of media are they going to look towards? You know, for a restaurant, it's Facebook. I want people talking about my restaurant, telling their friends how great my food is, how great my appetizers are, how great my menu is, how great the bar scene is, how great the view is.
But that's not part of your market, basic market, is it? That type of business, you don't normally get into that.
Yeah, it's hard for a restaurant to scale at my level because you ever hear the term the juice isn't worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
So really to pay
I never heard that expression, but I'll remember it now.
To pay me the retainer I need to get a couple tabletops full inside your restaurant, it's not going to be worth it. But again, for small market, that can easily be taught on a strategy level to a restaurateur.
Yeah. What about someone like the Philharmonic, if you want to build a following for them?
Sure.
Is that something workable? You know, interestingly enough, I'm interviewing the chairman of the Long Island Philharmonic right after I talk to you.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Yeah. Again, dependent upon the market that they look to address, if they travel, if they stay here, dependent upon, I mean, Long Island's what, 8 million, 7 million?
What, you mean the market on Long Island?
Yeah.
Our indigenous market is only about 2.8.
2.8? What about the,
The metropolitan area?
Yeah.
It's more like 8.
Yeah. So, again, if we can pull from there, depending upon how many shows they have, depending upon the seats, depending upon how they normally sell out, you have to look at all that.
Yeah.
And then when all said and done, all right, how many seats are left? How many seats can we sell per show? And will that come back at whatever rate and be worth the fee that you would pay an agency like Fishbat.
Yeah.
And I built the business to be scalable for most business models where you wouldn't have to go out and hire somebody.
So give me some examples of types of business that you really hit home runs with. Because some businesses are just not geared for home runs. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like the restaurant business probably is not geared for a home run.
Well, the restaurant business is geared for a home run if you went ahead and, let's say, one of your servers had great Facebook expertise, knew how to work Pinterest, knew how to work Twitter. You went ahead and you promoted that person from a server to maybe an internal marketing person. And that person was able to capture, say you had a 20% market penetration where you knew 20% of your population was coming into your restaurant. You think you could steal another 10, 20%. At that point, the salary you were paying that person would probably be far less than the new business you were bringing in, which it would be worth it. And that would be a home run just on the scale for the market.
Right.
All right. So if you look at a company like the Spartan Race, which is one of our clients, they got 3.6 million Facebook fans. They're global. They do races all across the globe. Their level of you know, profitability is unheard of. And they do well with social media. They put pictures of people running through the mud, people climbing walls, women coming up out of the mud. They do amazing on social media, and they sell a lot. The conversion's very, very high.
We only have a couple of minutes left, but I'd like you to brag about something that you have been particularly proud of.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm pretty proud of just building the business in general. We started it 3 years ago. A lot of tough times when you start a business. We were talking before this about how it takes about 3 years to really turn that corner.
Yeah.
And we actually did about 6 months ago. Got the right affiliations, the right partnerships. I'm leaving from here, and I'm going to meet with the Long Island Social Enterprise Council, and we're going to sit down. We're going to discuss how Fishbat can actually, for every dollar that we bring in, we want to talk about how we can take a portion of that dollar and help feed people across Long Island for businesses that pay us that live on Long Island. If you're in Zimbabwe and you do business with Fishbat because we have those types of capabilities, we're going to find a local food shelter that's in Zimbabwe and donate a portion of that dollar to help feed that community also. Social enterprise is becoming more and more a hot button within communities. The millennials that work for us, they want to know that the work that they do is going towards more than just lining the owners of Fishbat's pockets and helping their clients. This topic is something that we're very proud of, and I got to tell you, we're probably one of the only marketing agencies out there that is going to spearhead this type of a program. There's a lot of other businesses out there that are doing it, but from a marketing standpoint and a marketing firm standpoint.
You know, it all sounds very magnanimous, and probably some of us should be doing more, but the governments are doing less.
Yes, and that's why we need to do more.
And that's why we need to do more.
Yeah.
Can we replace what was big government? And I don't know that we can.
I don't think we can. I don't think we can, and I don't think we can all join hands like we are the world and all kick in a dollar and make it happen, but I think it's our social responsibility. If we're doing well, is to give it a go.
Yeah. So, any new projects that you're doing that are, you know, before we go into that, you know, I run Limba.
Yeah, yeah.
I run a doggone good program.
Yeah, it's a great program.
I try and figure out why I don't have the doors busting on me, you know, because people come into that room and they say, this is interesting. This is an opportunity for me to talk to people who are really important.
Yeah.
And I would say when I was in that position in the room when I started 35 years ago, I was very happy to be in that room because I was able to talk to people I would never be able to talk to.
Yes.
You think you could help me?
I think we need to open you up a LinkedIn page and make it scalable from the room to people that can't make it, to webinars for people that can't make it. These are ways that we reach out to
people
that can't get up on a Friday morning.
We're going to talk. You've been helpful to us, and I really, really appreciate some of the things you've done for us. And I really wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about your business because I think it's important.
Thanks, Ernie. Really appreciate it.
I'm talking to Clay Darren. Clay Darren. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Ernest Lee speaking. Thanks for listening. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9.